Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this segment of our 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, we talk with candidate for North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem. The ground rules on the Energy Policy Special: candidates receive the questions in advance. They have a time limit of 3 minutes per question. All of the interviews were done face-to-face, and we asked that the candidates refrain from using their opponent's name within their responses. We asked that they stick to their ideas, thoughts, and platforms. The 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special is sponsored by MBI Energy Services, cutting-edge in oilfield safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. MBI Energy Services, cutting-edge in oilfield safety solutions. The Crude Life Photography. When you've got a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life Photography. Email sales at thecrudelife.com. That's sales at thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life Photography, when your photos need a crude approach. And Montana Rig Mat, better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. This is Wayne Stengem, candidate for North Dakota Attorney General.
Why the people of North Dakota should cast their vote for you.
Well, thank you very much for having me here and giving me an opportunity to talk about what I've been doing these last few years. I'm a North Dakota born and raised. I was born in the little town of Mohall, North Dakota, just north of Minot. Then we moved to Williston, where I spent my formative years, then to Bismarck, and then off I went to the University of North Dakota to complete my undergraduate degree and my law school degree. While in my third year of law school, I ran for and was elected to the House of Representatives, where I served for 4 years. After that, it was 20 years in the North Dakota Senate, including a stint as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee and president pro tem of the Senate. And then after those 20 years, I ran for the office of Attorney General and was fortunate to be elected and have been elected ever since, and now am honored to be North Dakota's longest serving Attorney General in the history of our state. I think over the years I've accumulated a broad depth of knowledge and experience that I think now, more than any time in our history, is critical with everything that is going on here in the state of North Dakota. The Attorney General's office has 13 divisions and 212 employees, each one of them very dedicated and performing important public service. And as manager of the state's most important law firm, I think my 37 years of experience as a lawyer, including 23 years running a private business when I was engaged in the private practice of law in Grand Forks, is critical. I think likewise that the experience that I've gained working on all of the things, both within our office but on the other agencies, boards, and so forth that the Attorney General is involved in are very important, and chief among those are the role of the Attorney General as one of the three members of the State Industrial Commission.
Our next two questions have to deal with energy policy, energy views, and platforms. North Dakota law. Currently, North Dakota is engaged in a number of lawsuits. What are your views, platforms, thoughts on working with out-of-state agencies, companies, or other entities?
Now, this is very important. We have a number of lawsuits that the state of North Dakota is involved in. I want to mention just a couple of them because they have to do with what I view is an overreach by the Environmental Protection Agency. I think they've gone far beyond what the Congress intended when it enacted the Environmental Protection Act, specifically under the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act, where states were intended originally to have primacy, that our state programs and policies that we implement are supposed to be given deference by the federal government. We're not seeing that happening with the Environmental Protection Agency. Let me give you one example. The regional haze litigation that we're involved in, was as a result of a program that the EPA inaugurated that was designed only to do one thing, and that is to reduce the amount of haze in the air, not as a health issue, but as an issue of what it is you can actually see in the air. Now, North Dakota happens to have the cleanest air in the nation. We're one of the handful of states that meets all the national ambient air quality standards. Even the American Lung Association gives air in coal country of North Dakota an A grade. Nonetheless, the EPA has come in and they have decided that they're going to usurp the authority of the state of North Dakota. And so what we have been involved in litigation, and we joined with like-minded partners in of attorneys general across other states that have significant energy resources. And that's very useful because that allows us to, us in North Dakota, where we have a lawyers totaling 33 in my office, but you go to Texas and they have 1,200 lawyers, and being able to partner with them to work together saves resources and provides for a common front. Likewise, we've been involved with litigation against the state of Minnesota, contending that their Next Gen Act that violates the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution is unconstitutional. That is a program they started in Minnesota saying, not only are we going to regulate the carbon dioxide and other pollutants within the state of Minnesota, we're going to restrict other states that are producing, generating and transmitting energy and prohibit them from importing that into the state of Minnesota unless it meets with their notion of how things have to be. So we have to go hat in hand to the state of Minnesota asking them for permission to sell a commodity in commerce. We joined with the rural electric cooperatives, other electricity generating and transmitting entities within the state of North Dakota, the Industrial Commission as well, suing Minnesota. And we were successful at the trial level, at the trial court level. The judge agreed that that violates the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution, a very important piece of litigation. We joined with our private partners in pursuing that litigation, and I think that it's very important that we're able to cooperate, work together, and help bring Minnesota to understand they've made a serious constitutional mistake.
Next question, North Dakota Attorney General candidate Wayne Stengem has to do with the Industrial Commission. North Dakota has entered new heights of oil and gas. Views, platforms, thoughts on the size of the Industrial Commission?
Well, the Industrial Commission is comprised of three people, the governor, the attorney general, and the agriculture commissioner. That's the way that it's been for almost 100 years. When the Industrial Commission was first established to oversee the brand new Bank of North Dakota and the North Dakota Mill and Elevator. We've come a long ways from the days when the Bank of North Dakota consisted of two employees who operated in an office room above the balcony of the North Dakota House of Representatives. We have grown to an entity of $7 billion in footings, which is significant, $100 million in annual profits, which is enormous. Likewise, the State Mill and Elevator is an agency that has increased in size and now sells top quality North Dakota wheat to all kinds of concerns all across the nation and across the world. So the size of the Industrial Commission itself is just fine. I think those three individuals that are there are sufficient and provide the kind of oversight that's needed. Where we do need to see some increase, and I think everybody recognizes, is in the area, for example, of the Department of Mineral Resources, as we now have 11,000 operating oil wells in North Dakota. That might triple. We need to make sure that we have the adequate staffing in the Department of Mineral Resources to make sure that we're going out testing, inspecting, and making sure that everybody's in compliance with our statutes and our reclamation rules here within the state. So I think there are some of those agencies that are going to need that kind of additional staffing. That happened last session. I'm quite certain that the same thing will happen next session as well, and so that's very important. But the commission itself, I think, is well overseen by the three individuals who do that. We do that, of course, pursuant to statutes that are enacted by the state legislature, but we're in charge of implementing the legislation that's passed.
And that was Wayne Stengem, candidate for North Dakota Attorney General. For other interviews on our 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.